It is Tuesday, September 18th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Pilates Plus, offering Pilates mat and equipment classes, plus private instruction with comprehensively trained instructors. Massage, yoga classes, and Pole Place Fitness Studio are also available. More information is available at PilatesPlusNWA.com or 287-4519.
The 5th Annual Swing for the Cure Golf Classic will be held Saturday, October 6th at Shadow Valley Country Club in Rogers. This 18-hole scramble tournament includes breakfast, lunch, prizes, and more. Proceeds to benefit Susan G. Komen Ozark. More information available at komenozark.org or 750-PINK.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we continue our week-long series on poverty in Arkansas with an examination of misconceptions about who is poor and why. Plus, Neil Compton is remembered for his work in helping save the Buffalo River and more.
But first, more trees may be planted in the Mount Comfort Road area in Fayetteville. City Council tonight is expected to vote on a $48,000 contract for planting the trees. Money for the contract comes from the city's tree escrow fund. Megan Dale, an urban forester with the city's Parks and Recreation Department, says that developers pay into the fund when they're unable to replant trees in place of others that were removed to make room for the development.
The city has 7 years to spend the money to purchase trees and to plant either in that subdivision or development or within a one-mile radius. So the funds that we collect this year will be spent within the next 7 years.
By the end of the year, the city will have to spend roughly $36,500 collected in 2005. Dale says that the trees will be planted in the Mount Comfort Road area because the funds to be spent were collected from developments being built in that area 7 years ago.
In this instance, some of those subdivisions have been on hold due to the economy, and it's not appropriate to put the trees in there because new sidewalks or driveways would go in and possibly damage those trees, or there's no irrigation, there's just nothing out there.
City officials in Springdale are again moving closer to developing an Interstate 540 zoning overlay district in the area around Arvest Ballpark. Mayor Doug Sprouse says city planners have worked on the idea for at least 3 years.
We sort of slowed down on it because we really felt like there was no rush to get it in place because at least until the interchange began construction. We're at the point now that the interchange at Don Tyson Parkway and I-540 is about to begin construction. It will within the next probably couple of months. And so we felt it was time now to begin to really get this out. And I've asked the Planning Commission. I met with them last week and asked them to prioritize that and begin looking at what work has already been done on this overlay district and then go from there.
Sprouse says once city planners have a proposal for the overlay, the plans will be taken to property owners in the area for their input on the matter. He says beyond zoning, a city has very little control over what types of businesses can go into an area, which is why he says an overlay district can help protect land values when development begins.
With an overlay district that is put in place, then you can have some more restrictions, more control over the quality, basically. We're talking about quality more than we are uses. But, you know, exactly what this overlay district ends up coming out like is yet to be seen, you know. But you got to work on it before you can come up with it. And that's what, like I say, we've been working on it some, but I want the Planning Commission now to get involved in it and work with the property owners to come up with the ideas they really want in an overlay district.
Development of an I-540 overlay district could have an impact on some development of a proposed Love's Travel Center. The truck stop would be built at the future interchange of I-540 and the Don Tyson Parkway. He says as it currently stands, the developers would need a sign variance for a billboard that they want to build for the business. Sprouse says permitting such a sign now could be detrimental to future development.
Development hasn't even really begun out there, and the interchange hasn't even broken ground. In my opinion, it's way too early to be granting such a variance, which could affect the quality of development down the road. But that's a different issue than the overlay district. It really is.
Currently, open fields and residential areas are what make up the majority of land use in the area around Arvest Ballpark and the future interchange at the Don Tyson Parkway.
A documentary by University of Arkansas professor will premiere this week on AETN. The documentary film, Conlon Nancarrow, Virtuoso of the Player Piano, was produced by James Greeson, professor of music composition in the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences. The 57-minute documentary explores the life of Nancarrow, a native Arkansan who won a MacArthur Genius Grant for his player piano compositions. Nancarrow was born in Texarkana, but eventually moved to Mexico in the early 1940s after being ostracized for his politics. The film will debut on the Arkansas Educational Television Network Thursday night at 7.
Washington County officials yesterday lifted the red flag fire warning in the county. The warning has been in effect since August 27th, the day on which a countywide burn ban was lifted. Since that time, Fayetteville has received about 4 inches of rain, and the average high has dropped from the high 80s to the high 70s. But according to the National Weather Service, Fayetteville has only received about 24 inches of rain total for the year so far. Through the end of September, the area usually has a total of about 37 inches of rain.
Here's a fact you can carry with you the rest of the day. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the total U.S. population, 314,395,013 as of noon yesterday. Yesterday, by the way, was the 225th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for clear skies with a low of 43 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low of 52 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, we'll have clear skies with a high of 75 in northwest Arkansas. In the River Valley, expect clear skies in the morning, then overcast with a high near 81. Tomorrow night, expect clear conditions with lows in the mid to upper 50s.